Witnesses. Downstairs, Anderson was in with a pair of witnesses from the restaurant. As Damien entered, a man and woman were seated across the table from the detective. He opened a file and got to work. "So you were sitting in the booth adjacent to the detective?" Anderson asked as politely as possible, looking at the file. The man responded, "Yeah, we were celebrating our anniversary, but we didn't notice the detective until much later when Eve went to the bathroom. Do you remember what time that was?" Eve spoke up, "I think it was around 8:30, but I'm not sure." The detective was talking to another man. "He looked quite shady, but I wasn't really paying attention," her husband continued. "I did hear something around 9. They were arguing, but the detective was trying to tell him to keep it down, said he should stop acting crazy. After that, it went quiet. We left at about 15:15, so that's all we know." The detective thanked them and let the couple go. He motioned for Damien to come in, and they sat opposite each other. "So we have between 9:15 as the time of death. Looks like that was about the same time the cyanide started to kick in too. But we still don't know who could have killed the other man." Damien spoke. "What about any of Detective Rogers' recent case files? Maybe we'll find a lead there. We'll go this afternoon and see what we can find. But for now, we have 6 other witnesses to question. I have a feeling that the head waiter knows something." The following 5 interviews went pretty much the same. Some of the couples saw the detective arguing with the other man. Some saw the man get up and drunkenly walk towards the bathroom. Most confessed that they avoided the bathroom for that very reason. They didn't want to walk in on a drunken man's business, especially one so rough-looking. Apparently, they had all suspected the two of something illegal, especially when the other man leaned over to get something from the detective's jacket. When they were told that this was the moment the detective died, they seemed surprised that the detective hadn't put up a struggle, that if he had seen a knife coming, he would have done something to protect himself. After this, Damien went back down to the morgue. They were right. Why didn't the detective put up a struggle against his killer? There must have been something in his system that made him either open to attack or dead before the knife struck him. Otherwise, it just didn't make any sense. He bumped into Helena as she was exiting the morgue, and as they went back inside, he told her of his suspicions. She handed him the file she had been carrying. He was dead before he was stabbed. "There are traces of arsenic in his system. I had to run the tests twice to be absolutely sure, but this is definitely what killed him. He would have been poisoned in the restaurant." "This is very fast acting." Damien thanked her as he left, returning to Anderson with the news. Anderson nearly popped a blood vessel. The kitchen staff and the table's waiter were all in the picture for the murder now. Anyone could have slipped the poison into Roger's food or drink. They could easily be looking at multiple killers, or just one with access to different poisons. Instead of eliminating suspects, they had added a whole team to the list, and there were still a few unknowns. The final witness was the head waiter. The Italian sat alone in the room, rubbing his hands nervously as he waited for someone to come in. Anderson and Damien stood together and watched him, let him sweat it out for a few minutes before Anderson went in and got his answers. He liked the waiter as a suspect for this crime. He was right in the middle of all of this, and he had access to the food and to the people. Maybe not to the other man, but certainly to the detective. He was also invested in the restaurant. He was partners with the head chef. And any knock to the profits of the restaurant took a chunk out of his own money. Anderson entered and opened the file, ignoring Antonio for a moment while he set up. The waiter sat still, watching the detective. Damien could see that he was sweating, his nerves making him shake. Antonio was excellent with customers, but anything out of the ordinary sent him scurrying away. The few other Italians Damien knew were mostly quite tough. Antonio didn't fit this stereotype. Beginning the interview, Anderson spoke in an authoritative tone. Who had access to the detective's food last night? Antonio sat stiff and straight as he answered. I suppose his waiter, the kitchen staff, and maybe a couple of the other waiters as they grabbed food for the other tables. Did you move the body of the man who was eating with the detective into the women's bathroom? Anderson kept his tone, seeing that it was rattling Antonio. No, why would I? I had nothing to do with his death, he answered. His body language suggested a lie, since he was moving around trying to avoid Anderson's gaze. You did, didn't you? Why? Why does a waiter with a personal stake in the restaurant move the body of one of his customers? I didn't want anyone to see him. I was afraid that if the other customers saw him, they would run away. So I dragged him into the ladies. His voice was dejected. He knew he had lost. He knew he had been discovered. Anderson smiled, his eyes still showing anger. An officer will be in shortly to take your statement. I suggest you tell him everything.